Trauma Talk. Insights into the construction machinery industry.
Introductory episode of Bauma Talk, we welcome Stefan Rummel, CEO of Messe München, and Nicole Schmidt, Exhibition Director of Bauma. Together with you, we would like to get in the mood for Bauma today and give you a sneak peek of what to expect. Hello and welcome to our Bauma Talk, the construction machinery industry's new podcast. I've invited two guests who know Bauma better than anyone else, Nicole Schmidt, Exhibition Director of Bauma, and Stefan Rummel, CEO of Messe München. Welcome. Great having you here.
Well, thanks. Thanks for the invitation.
Thanks for having us.
I'm very much looking forward to our talk today. So to start, I've been involved with Bauma for quite a while now, since 2007 to be precise. And when I think back, there's always one moment that comes to my mind. The orange sun setting behind the machines and cranes in the outdoor area, that memory has always been special to me. So Nicole, what comes up in your mind when you think about Bauma?
Actually, it's before Bauma. It's the last walk through the halls and the outdoor area at the last day of setup. And sometimes you wonder, will everything be ready tomorrow? If you're not sure, but you know, next day doors will open and everything will be perfect.
That's a really special moment indeed after such a long time of preparation. So how about you, Stefan? What's your moment you like to remember?
Well, the first highlight is always in November, when the show starts with the preparation. We need half a year to build it up. But the most emotional moment is when 10,000 people are waiting in the entrance west on the first day of the show to get in. I know that the whole Bauma team and everybody is gathering together, waiting for the moment that the turnstiles are turning. And it's like with a rock concert when you listen and you see 10,000 people there waiting to get in. That's very emotional. It's a goosebump moment.
And you and your team members, you are the rock stars at that moment because you prepared everything. Well, I can imagine that moment when it actually starts. Thanks for sharing that, by the way. It's always great to hear these personal reflections that show the real heart behind Bauma. Overall, Bauma is a success story. For decades now, it has been one of the leading trade fairs for the construction machinery industry. And I was wondering, how do you ensure that Bauma continues to pick up on developments in the industry and reflect on them, Stefan?
Well, first of all, our products like Bauma, they consist of our exhibitors. If they're not there, we don't have a product. So this means that for us, it's very, very important to have a constant dialogue with the industry to really reflect on the developments. We work with our partner associations like VDMA in Germany, like CEC in Europe, and also with all other associations worldwide because it's a world-leading show. And we talk also to our customers around the world, from China, from the US, from India, from Europe, and all of these results of the impressions, of the insights that we get, this will all be discussed in our advisory board and they help us to develop the show further.
So it's really important to be in this constant dialogue, to be real awake. Is it a whole team traveling around or how can I imagine that?
Yeah, it's different players within our company. It's, of course, the project team, Nicole and her team. They are very intense contact with the industry than myself. I'm also in contact with some of the CEOs of the big construction equipment companies. And, of course, also our marketing department, they are also in contact with the industry.
So there are topics definitely that are most pressing when you're talking to companies. What are we talking about here, Nicole, if we are talking about key topics of Bauma?
Well, I mean, I think it's not only for Bauma, but digitization and sustainability are one of the buzzwords which remain the hot topics, which we've also had in the past. So what we did for Bauma 25 is that we set up five key topics which are reflected in different areas, which is climate neutrality, alternative drive concepts. Then we have the network construction, sustainable construction, and the mining challenge.
So it's all about transformation pretty much. I was wondering, is there a topic that is particularly fast-paced?
It is somehow the topic of electrification in the industry, although it is one of the biggest challenges as you cannot compare to the automotive industry.
I was impressed, by the way, when we're looking back to the last Bauma, that we had this scenario that you brought partners together with MIG 4.0, for example. So this is the role you're also playing, right?
Absolutely. I mean, it's a partnership program steered by the VDMA, which we give the stage to, and it's really running fast forward. And we're looking forward to have even more details and new success stories for 25.
Stefan, it's a big challenge to get young people in. Let me focus on that topic. We're talking about young talents. We need to collect and to connect somehow. And in this context, we are talking about the Think Big program, which is aimed at young people. Can you give us some more details on that? How you display that?
Well, the Think Big initiative was created and hosted by VDMA, which is our partner association for Bauma. And we have created this program especially for the young talents. Because of a shortage of skilled labor, the exhibitors are motivated to really bring in a lot of young talents, students, pupils on the fairground. And we created a special area where they can give insights into various professions of the construction equipment industry. In 2022, we had 13,000 young talents on the fairground. And there's also hands-on activity, for example, a special area which is called Werkstatt Live, a German initiative to showcase vocational training for the industry. And all of this is supervised and demonstrated by the employees of our exhibitors, of our customers, of the brands who participate in Think Big.
That's an impressive number, and I really do like that area as it is so vivid. There's much going on, as you said, hands-on mentality. Can you maybe give us one example of what's going on there?
Yeah, for example, you can drive virtually one of the big construction equipment machinery. You can learn how to handle them. And so there are several real-life scenarios, and it's also very tough for some of the students to really, really lift something or use an excavator, even if it's only virtual.
I was on an excavator, and I absolutely loved it to try that out. Let's talk about the size of the Bauma. I learned that you are building a bridge right now, and that is only for Bauma. You will use it afterwards as well, but this is what you have in mind when you all started that. And it's really fascinating to see how it has grown to become the world's largest trade fair in terms of exhibition space. Additionally, it's the most important get-together for the industry, especially in view of the programs and developments you've just mentioned. What are the milestones on the journey here?
Well, it's safe to say that the biggest milestone that Bauma is as big as it is today was the construction of the new exhibition center here in Riem. We created an exhibition center, a very modern one, which has a very, very sophisticated infrastructure and which has an outdoor area over 400,000 square meter that makes it possible to run a Bauma here. I think we have the largest outdoor area in the world, and plus the respective infrastructure around it, water, electricity, whatever is needed. It's very, very sophisticated. Without that, you couldn't run a Bauma at all in such a venue. You know, an exhibition with 600,000 square meters and 500,000 people, it's a small city that you run. You have a fire station, you have an energy station, even you have a Lufthansa check-in booth so that the people can really bring in their luggage here already. This is very, very extraordinary, and the team and the infrastructure needs to deliver that.
Impressive. I mean, it all started in 1954 with 12,000 square meters, and you continue to expand beyond Munich worldwide, Nicole.
That's correct. Following the needs of our customers, I guess, is what you can say. Is like when our customers expand to the world, they need a good partner. So that's why we decided to set up the Bauma cluster not only in Munich, but also in China, India, or Brazil. So Bauma China will be held in Shanghai in November this year. So I'm eager to travel. India in December in Delhi, which is one of my beloved countries. And it helps to spread the brand of Bauma into the world and get not only visitors, but also exhibitors, which want to sell their machines in the European area to exhibit here.
And Bauma is the most important platform worldwide in that context. It attracts exhibitors and visitors from all over the world. So not just outside Munich, but also here especially. I was wondering, how do you manage the delicate balancing act between global trends and the specific requirements of local markets? Is that particularly challenging?
Well, it's a question of technologies. So all technologies find their stage here in Munich at Bauma. And it's international to get all participants of the entire industry to one place, to share thoughts, to learn from each other. And due to the presence of, I would say, mostly all of the giants of the industry and also the smaller ones, you really have a good exchange here in Munich.
So that means they can learn from each other as well.
Correctly.
Yes, that's a good approach though. Moving on from that, a trade fair like Bauma offers much more than just exhibitors and their products because we are talking about a supporting program here as well. Could you give us an overview of that?
Honestly, coming from another industry, for me, Bauma was like, wow, look at all the live demonstrations. I think this is something which really brings the information to the visitors. So you have many live demonstrations at Bauma. We have the forum where you have talks every day. We have the VR experience, which is on a construction site where you can see or you can feel the different types of, let's say, machines working with each other. And then we have the so-called Lab Zero, which is our innovation hall, where we have all startups. We have the Science Hub. We have MIC 4.0, which you just also asked at the beginning. So I guess the best thing is to find an overview online because there's so much to see.
But what I figure out is you need a personal agenda for sure, because if you don't have that, you're losing the overview, don't you?
Correct. And that's why we're trying to canalize a little bit. So like for the forum, for instance, each day has a specific topic and the VDMA is our partner in it. You will find the entire program not only online, but we will also have an app where you can then put together your own diary.
So, dear listeners, have an eye on that. There's a lot to discover, that's for sure. Stefan, at a time when many industry events are becoming increasingly similar, what are the real tangible benefits of visiting Bauma 2025 compared to other trade fairs? I mean, what makes Bauma outstanding and different from other events?
Well, for me, there are two key success factors that Bauma can deliver. One is whole market transparency. I think almost all the key players of the industry are there. So if you want to talk to them, if you want to purchase something, you can really go there, compare things, discuss with everyone in detail. So this is a very, very important and very unique selling position of Bauma. The second thing is it's the world-leading show where the innovation will be shown. A lot of our key players, they make the product launches only at Bauma in Munich. So even they design their innovation cycle on the three-year cycle of Bauma. And this is something very unique. I think this also defines a world-leading show. One is how international is the show. I mean, there are 500,000 people from 200 countries in the world who are purchasing construction equipment. But also the other part is innovation. And we will see that in our media dialogue coming up in January, where all of our customers and exhibitors will showcase what innovation they will bring to the show. There will be really exciting things there, but we will learn about that in January. But this also defines a world-leading show, innovation internationally and market transparency.
So a very efficient way to make business, and Bauma, as I remember it, is also a bit like a family reunion, isn't it?
It's absolutely a family reunion. It's a worldwide family reunion. I mean, the whole industry is gathering. And also, we from Messe Munich, we are very, very much looking forward to it. I mean, 150 people are working on that show overall, maybe even more. But the core team, Nicole, her team and I, we are really looking forward having all of the industry here in Munich, welcoming them here. And it's going to be excited. And Nicole talked about it. The best thing is the magic of the last night when everything will be finished.
The last night will be on the 6th of April, and then it all starts on the 7th of April. Very much looking forward to that. Thank you so much for taking place in this podcast, Nicole and Stefan.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
In our next episode, we'll dive into an important topic, climate neutrality in the construction industry, and explore how the sector is evolving to meet sustainability goals. Don't miss that. In the meantime, thanks for listening, and don't forget to subscribe and keep up with all the latest Bauma Talk episodes here, and see you next time.
Bauma Talk is presented to you by Messe München, powered by VDMA. Bauma is the world's leading fair for construction machinery, building material machines, mining machines, construction vehicles, and construction equipment. Bauma takes place every 3 years in Munich.